This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, I shared with you the first four garden design principles I learned from Andrew Sankey, a British cottage gardener whose own gardens are a marvel. It didn't start that way. He really encourages gardeners to start simple. I love a simple plan. On to number five, use the whole plot. Keep in mind the entire area, including your lawns, the kids' sandbox, play area, bird baths, etc. Number six is one I like. Don't be afraid to change. That means your plants or your design. Get rid of the stuff that doesn't look good. It may have worked for you 5 years ago, but suddenly you're not feeling it. It's okay. Have you babied a plant, coaxing it along for years? I've done this. Andrew says, don't. Let it go. I'll even admit that I babied a weed for an entire summer thinking it was a poppy. When it bloomed a pretty purple thistle, I pulled it out. Moving on, number seven is a principle that I'm still learning. Don't be dotty, English guy, you know. In other words, plant in mass. Especially if you're planting light-colored flowers, you need to plant a minimum of three, but seven is even better. Planting in mass or drifts really draws your eye to the area. I used to just pick out a plant I liked and stick it in the ground. I'll admit, it looked rather silly all by itself or along with a whole bunch of other unrelated plants. The only exception is for accent plants. Number eight is a design principle that's sometimes easier said than done, especially when we get excited about gardening. Don't be overly ambitious. Take your time. It takes 3 to 4 years for a good garden design to really develop. You're planting immature plants. They need time to fill in. If you plant too close, they start crowding each other out. Remember, patience is a virtue, and gardeners seem to get that lesson taught every year. We'll wrap up garden design principle tomorrow. Be sure to check out gardenbite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.